How are designers like us supposed to know where to begin every project? What questions to ask? Selecting materials, how to spec processes, how to be sustainable? If you're asking these questions, this show's the answer.
Thanks for joining me. This is Velio Matos on Packaging Podcast. Now, I want to talk to you about making die cut templates, right? So die lines for packaging, for shopping bags, corrugate mailers. There's a million different ways to do it. You know, there's a million different ways to do it. If you're a packaging engineer, you're probably running RDO's CAD, which is awesome that you're able to use that. But for the most part, if you're a graphic designer working in an agency, you probably don't have the extra $70,000 to get, you know, ESCO software. But instead of having to create die lines from either taking a box apart and doing all the measurements and throwing them into Illustrator and then trying to build out a somewhat reasonable template, you can go to diecuttemplates.com/unboxed, capital UNBOXD, and download these templates. So this is the way that I make them. So I've logged on to diecuttemplates.com/unboxed and looking for the particular box I want to make. So in this case, I want to make a mailer box, like an RELF box. So I go to the website, I log in, I go to die lines, cartons, scroll down, look at some tray boxes, and in here you're going to find a variety of different types of tray style boxes. I've got an RELF here, and in this instance, I want to go ahead and create this die line to be, let's say, 10 inches wide by 5.5 inches. And when you're looking at packaging, right, the front measurement, left to right, that's your length, front to back is your width, and then obviously your height is your height. So in this case, you've got a 10 inch length, you've got a 5.5 inch width, and then for the height, we're gonna go ahead and make it 3 inches. If I'm working in Asia or Europe, I'm gonna wanna go to millimeters. So I'm gonna go ahead and click millimeters.
All right, packaging peeps, I've got a special message from our sponsor, IDPDirect.com. If you want a more transparent supply chain and color consistency across your entire retail packaging program, check out IDPDirect.com. Not only do they make some of the most beautiful luxury retail packaging around the world, they're factory direct, meaning you speak directly with the factory making your packaging, not a middleman. Check out IDPDirect.com and schedule a consultation anywhere in the world near you. IDPDirect.com.
And now I can go ahead and change out my dimensions, right? I'll do, let's say, 40 millimeters, which is tiny. So let's go to, so it might be more like, let's say 200 millimeters by 150 millimeters by 80 millimeters. Perfect. Now, what kind of material am I going to use? So it gives me options. I can do corrugated cardboards. So it changes the entire die line for a corrugated board. What kind of flute am I using? In this case, I've got options of F flute, E flute, B flute, E plus E, C, E plus B, B plus C. There's so many different variations. And the reason that this is important is that your die line is going to change depending on the material that you're using, right? If you're using an F flute, which is about a millimeter thick, versus using an A flute, which is almost 5 millimeters thick, your die line is going to have to change to accommodate for that material difference. This does it automatically. So I'm going to click F flute. How am I going to print this box? Is it going to be offset or is it going to be flexo? The reason you want to know is because when you're printing offset on a corrugated material, it's going to go through the machine and it's going to compress the board. So your 1 millimeter thick material is actually going to get thinner. So you want to make sure that you select either offset or flexo, because again, it's going to adjust the die line for you. A couple of additional things that I want to do, I might want to have a postal lock, which is just a lock that happens on there. And now I'm going to go ahead and confirm and redraw. Right? And the postal lock now shows up. It's basically like a cherry lock that locks the front of this. It's got all my dimensions called out. What if I wanted to make this box based on internal dimensions versus exterior dimensions? There's a button. I just click it. Click it. Confirm and redraw. Everything has been adjusted. So now instead of being 150, it's 151.8. Instead of being 110, it's now 109. It makes all the adjustments for you. And now all I got to do is download it. Don't want to download it as a DXF or download it as a PDF. If you're working in Illustrator, I recommend downloading it as a DXF. And the reason for that is you can bring that into Illustrator. You can select one-to-one measurements. Remember, if you chose millimeters on the website, you want to make sure that you enter millimeters on Illustrator when you open it up. 1 millimeter to 1 millimeter versus the default on Illustrator's inches. So if you bring this in, all of a sudden your small box is going to be gigantic because it's going to change every single inch into, or every single millimeter into inches. So just that, that's pretty much it. You go in here and look at a million different products. There's, you know, locking boxes, rigid boxes, tray boxes, angled boxes, shopping bags. There's a million different types of die lines on here. There's about 700 plus die lines, and they're super easy to work. Check them out. Again, it's diecuttemplates.com/unboxed. UNBOXD. Check it out. Enjoy. Let me know if you use these. All right, guys. Thanks so much for joining me, and appreciate you listening.
Thanks for joining us on the show. If you haven't already, go ahead and subscribe to the Packaging Podcast. That way, you can get an insightful podcast every day. The Packaging Podcast is hosted by me, Avelio Matos. If you enjoyed the show, pay it forward by rating and reviewing the show on Apple Podcasts. It'll help grow the show and support our growing audience. Thanks again for listening. We'll talk soon.